God's Little Brown Church Sermon Series featuring Pastor Andrew Chrysler.
I'm going to talk this morning about be still and know. I just remembered a verse I need to mention in the middle of this, so. So in Psalm 46, beginning with verse 10, which is page 386 if you're following along in the Pew Bible, starting verse 10 says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge." Selah, or stop and think about it. So we read there, verse 10, "Be still and know that I am God." God directing his people to take rest in the fact that he has them engraved in the palm of his hands. That he is at work in them. And if you just look at those verses are great. We know that. Be still and know that I am God. And God will be exalted in the nations. God will be exalted in the earth. But when we look at the context and we go back to the beginning of that psalm. So go back to verse 1. It's on the same page. It says, "God is our strength, our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling." Selah, stop and think about it. Be still and know that I am God, even when everything seems to be falling apart around you. The earth be removed, the mountains carried into the sea, the waters roar, the mountains shake. When everything around us is falling apart, it doesn't change who God is. And we can rely in the fact that we know the God who knows what's coming, who knows what we're facing, who knows everything that's going to happen. And in the midst of this, he says, "Be still and know." No matter what we face, no matter what comes into our life, if we know the Lord, if we seek his face, if we trust him, he's going to bring us through or he's going to take us home. Those are the options. Because he's not going to leave us comfortless. He's not going to abandon us. He is going to bring us through our trials, our troubles, our turmoil, everything we face. Or he's going to bring us into his presence. We can have a confidence in the midst of that, that no matter what we face. Paul says, if we live, we live unto the Lord. If we die unto the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we're the Lord's. One day there will be no more pain. One day there will be no more sickness. One day there will be no more tears. One day all there will be is joy in the presence of a holy God. We're not there yet. We're in this world. Jesus said, well, I'll get to that. In this world, you will have tribulation, but we'll do that. Job says, man born a woman is few days and full of trouble. This world is a painful place because sin, because of people turning away from God, because of everyone doing that which is right in their own eyes is how it's referred to in Judges and in the Chronicles. Talking about people doing what they want to do, or everyone walking in the ways of their fathers, but not in the ways that please God. This happens. It's no different now than it was back, you know, when the book of Judges was being written or being talked about. So God says in Psalm 46 that he is our refuge and our strength, and we will trust in him no matter what we face. We are to be still and know that he is God. Do you know that God has you engraved in the palm of your hands? That's the question for each and every one of us. Do we know and trust that God knows what he's doing, even when it doesn't make sense to me? Do we know that? If we know that, then no matter what we face, we know God is still at work. And we know God has a plan and purpose in the midst of it. Let's go over to Exodus. In Exodus 14, which is page 47 in the Pew Bible, Moses tells the people, Moses said to the people, verse 13, Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you will see again no more. No more forever. The Lord will fight for you and you shall hold your peace. Another translation says, the Lord shall fight for you. You need only be still. And we look at that, it's like, that's pretty amazing. But when you go back to the beginning of that chapter, which there's an error in the bulletin. On the bulletin it says Exodus 13 verse 14. It's actually Exodus 14 verses 1 through 4. Because this is what happens at the beginning of that chapter. That same chapter where it says, be still, or it says, the Lord will fight for you and you shall hold your peace, or you need only be still. The start of that, God tells them. Chapter 14, verse 1. Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, that they turn and camp before Pi-Hahiroth, between Migdol and the sea, opposite Baal Zephon. You shall camp before it by the sea. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are bewildered by the land. The wilderness has closed them in. Then I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and so that he will pursue them. And I will gain honor over Pharaoh, over all his army, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. And they did so. God said, I want you to park right here. You're going to camp right here. He gave them the, you're by the sea. You got this, you know, this landmark here. What? Pi-Hahiroth, Migdol, and Baal Zephon. There's your landmarks. You're going to park right here. And I want you right here, because I'm going to show the Egyptians something. I'm going to deal with Pharaoh once and for all. I'm going to deal with Pharaoh's army. And they did. They parked right there. They camped right there. And then they heard the Egyptians were coming, and they panicked. They accused Moses of bringing him out there so they could be killed in the wilderness rather than be killed in Egypt. Why did you do this? But God said, I'm doing it for a purpose. So even sometimes when we know what God is doing, we don't like the way it's turning out, and our faith gets shaken. Sometimes when things seem to be falling apart, even though we know God is faithful, we know God has us in his hands, we kind of get a little unsettled. We kind of get a little shaky. Jesus is up on the Mount of Transfiguration. He's got Peter, James, and John with him. He comes down from Mount of Transfiguration. He goes down. The rest of the disciples are there. There's a big crowd round about. There's this guy that's in a panic. This guy is absolutely losing his mind. And he comes and runs to Jesus and falls at his feet and says, Master, my son has a demon, and sometimes he throws him in the fire, and sometimes he throws him in the water, and I can't control it, and I brought him to your disciples, and they couldn't heal him. And Jesus says, if you believe, it's possible. And the man says, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Sometimes we need to take that attitude. Lord, I know what your word says. I believe you, but I'm really struggling right now. Help my unbelief. Because I know you have the answer. I know you're at work in it. But I am wavering in my own heart. I'm having a hard time being still and knowing that you are God. Up in my head, I know you're God. I know you're going to take care of the situation. I know I may not know what it looks like, but I know you're going to bring me through it. But in the middle of it, I am struggling. In the middle of it, I'm having a hard time. In the middle of it, my faith is being shaken. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. No different than the children of Israel. God said, I'm going to bring the Egyptians out here. I'm going to put you right here. I'm going to bring the Egyptians out here. I'm going to harden Pharaoh's heart. I'm going to make him come out here, and I'm going to deal with them, and you won't see them ever again. I will take care of it. And when it started happening, the people started panicking. Moses, why did you bring us out here to die? They forgot that God said, hey, I'm doing this, watch. It's going to be good. It's going to be amazing. I am going to deal with this. I will get me glory on Pharaoh. But in the midst of it, they had that panic. Do we ever do that? I do. Sometimes in the midst of turmoil, I know that God is going to bring me through. I really wish He would have done it yesterday or the day before, though, because I don't want to be where I'm at. But I know that God is faithful. Sometimes I have to say, Lord, help my unbelief. Lord, strengthen my faith. I have to confess, Lord, I know You're going to do it, but I really don't like the way You're putting me through it to bring it to pass. Maybe you feel the same way sometimes. But God is faithful. We need to be still and know that He is God. We need to go back to that psalm. Though the mountains be removed, the earth be removed, the mountains carried into the midst of the sea, the waters to roar and trouble, though everything fall apart around me, yet I want to be still and know that no matter what happens, I'm engraved in the hands of an almighty God who loves me, who's at work in my life, and who has my good in mind. Praise the Lord. Let's go over to Isaiah 35. It's page 482. A reminder not only that God will... to be still and know that He is God, but also to encourage the people around us. Isaiah 35, beginning with verse 3, says, strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are fearful hearted, be strong and do not fear. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, and with the recompense of God, He will come and save you. That's why we threw that song in there. He will come and save you. Do we encourage other people as they're going through things that God hasn't brought them this far to leave them right there? Not to discount the turmoil people are in, not to discount their grief, not to discount their just sorrow and all of the things they face. Not to say, you'll get over it. But to come alongside and encourage those and strengthen others with the comfort, others with the comfort that God has given us. That no matter what we face, no matter where we are, God is still at work. He has not brought you this far to leave you here. Over in Jeremiah, which is not the verse we're about to go to, God says, I know the plans that I have for you. To give you a future and a hope. We talked, I don't know, probably last week. I'm old enough that it's the other day. You have yesterday, the day before, and the other day could be 40 years ago. But recently, I think, I was talking about the three Hebrew children in Babylon that would not bow down to the image. And the penalty was to be thrown into the furnace. And they said, no matter what, we will not bow down. We will not bow down to this. We only bow down to God. And they were thrown into the fiery furnace. But first, Nebuchadnezzar got mad and basically turned up the heat. They said that the furnace was heated 7 times hotter than normal. So that the people who threw them in were killed by the heat. And Nebuchadnezzar looked in and saw them in there walking around with another one in them. There was another one. There's another in fire, is one of the songs on the radio right now. No matter what, God will bring us through or He will take us home. And either way is a good thing. As God strengthens our faith, as we can rest and rely in the fact that God loves us and God is at work. So there at Isaiah, what we just read, we're to strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees and encourage those people that are struggling, that God is at work in their lives. Now we go to Jeremiah 17, beginning with verse 7, page 520. Verse 7 says, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, and whose hope is the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when the heat comes. But its leaf will be green, and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor cease from yielding fruit." And I read that, and I thought about Psalm 1, talking about the one who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water, that brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly will not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Psalm 1 says that those who trust in the Lord are like a tree planted by the rivers of water, which is exactly the same thing Jeremiah just tells us. As we trust in the Lord, it doesn't matter what happens around us. The drought comes. The storms come. Things, turmoil all around us. But as we're trusting in the Lord, as our faith is in God, and He is guiding us, we're never alone. We're never lost. We're never cast aside. We can be still and know that there's only two possible outcomes. God brings us through it, or He takes us home. But if we're still focusing on our own agenda, if we're still wanting to do things our own way, if we are still doing every man doing that which is right in his own eyes, as it says in Judges, rather than seeking the things of God, then God's going to disrupt your plans. It's going to happen. Turmoil comes into every person's life, whether they're following the Lord or not. Disappointment, heartache, pain, suffering, good days and bad days happen in everyone's life. But it is only in trusting the Lord that we have hope. That's why we're called to comfort others with the comfort God has given us. And not to be as those who do not have hope, but know that no matter what comes our way, nothing comes into my life without coming through the hands of a sovereign God who loves me and has my best in mind. Who began a good work, and because He began that good work, He is faithful to complete it. 2 Timothy 1, beginning with verse 8, page 800 in the Pew Bible. Paul talking to Timothy, verse 8 says, "Therefore do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me His prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel, according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began." Stop right there for a minute. You know, God had you in mind before time began. All of our days were written in the book before ever any of them were. David said that. God looked through and knew exactly what it was going to take. He knew He was going to be here this morning. He knew who would be listening to this when it goes up online. He knows all that. Before I get off on another track, verse 10, "But has now been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, to which I was appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles. For this reason I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that He is able to keep what I have committed to Him until that day." Paul says, no matter what I face, I know who I have believed. I can be still and know that He is God, that He is at work in the circumstances. Famous quote by Jim Elliot, who was a missionary that went down and was killed on the mission field, him and a couple of other guys, said, "He is no fool who gives that which he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose." We can't keep our own life. Jesus said, whoever seeks to keep his life will lose it. But he who loses his life for my sake will gain it. the life that we now live in the flesh, we live by faith in the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us. Everything we have, including the very breath that we breathe, is a gift from God who is not finished with us. Because when he's finished with us on this earth, we won't be here anymore. I have three more single verses that I want you to think about. We're talking about this. We're talking about being still and knowing that God is in control, knowing that God is at work in our lives, knowing God has us in the palm of his hands. Start off with Jeremiah 12, beginning with verse 5, which is page 516. It says, if you run with the footmen and they have wearied you, how then can you contend with horses? And if in the land of peace in which you trusted they wearied you, how then will you do in the floodplain of the Jordan? What Jeremiah says is, we all face things. And if minor things interfere with us, if minor things shake us, if a little thing coming up rattles us, how are we going to deal with pain and tragedy and turmoil in our life? Because it comes into everyone's life. If we let the little things shake our faith, how are we going to deal with the bigger things that are coming? Second, we'll go to Proverbs 24:10, page 443. Proverbs 24:10, page 443, says, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. We know the answer to this. I talked about it a few minutes ago. Jesus comes down off the Mount of Transfiguration. And there's this guy. My son is oppressed by the devil. And sometimes it tears him, and sometimes it throws him in the fire, and sometimes it throws him in the water. And Jesus said, if you can believe. And he says, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. The good news is, if your strength is small, I know where strength comes from. I know where hope and help comes from. When we can't do it in our own strength, and we humble ourselves and fall before the Lord and ask him, Lord, help my unbelief. Lord, give me the strength to face what I'm going through. Lord, I need your strength because my strength is not sufficient. I need your wisdom because my wisdom just got me into trouble. I need your guidance because I keep getting lost. I keep getting distracted. I keep turning aside. Lord, lead me. And we commit and submit ourselves to God. And we just be still and know that no matter what comes, he is at work. It is his will. He's the one who works in us to will and to do of his good pleasure, to want to and to be able to do what God wants us to do. He gives us that strength if we were willing to say, help my unbelief. Touch me and guide me. Final verse, John 16, verse 33, it's page 728. Jesus talking to the disciples. He says, these things have I spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. You're going to face things. You're going to go through things. But we know who can guide us through it. We know who is at work in our lives to lead us on, making us able to will and to do of his good pleasure. Be still and know that the creator of the universe loves you and is working in you and gives you the strength and grace to go through what you face. Not necessarily in your own strength. If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. but rather in seeking Him and trusting in Him and being still and knowing that He is God, that He will bring you through or He will bring you home, and either one is glory. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank You for Your Word. We know, Father, that all Your ways are right and righteous. Lord, our own understanding gets in the way so many times, but we choose to trust You. Our own strength is insufficient, so we seek Your strength. Our own faith fails sometimes, but You are the one who gives us a measure of faith, tells us to strengthen it, and then You strengthen our faith in showing Yourself mighty, in showing Yourself faithful, in answering our prayers and guiding into our steps. Lord, we believe. Help our unbelief. Those areas, Father, where we still lack, those areas, Lord, where we still fall short, Father, just work in us that we be still and know and trust and rely that You who see the end from the beginning have the answer, that You who began the good work are faithful to complete it, and that it is all done for Your glory. Father, we give You praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thanks for listening. For more information, visit glbcvt.org.